Marnie?
Yes, you want to be on the sack?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we've got Ilani, if you're through. It's Dave and then Mark.
Yeah, thank you. I think I hear the reverse problem from what Lonnie says, because to say that funds can't be put in, first of all, you asked the question whether an LSD could spend that money or put that in without any approval or authorization, but obviously the budget approval process is that process. So if the PMB were to adopt it, the budget that the LSB approved, that's the authorization for doing it. Absent doing that, then there's no way that a station can ever spend anything beyond what it generates in a given fiscal, and that's a policy, and it's not a policy that we've passed. In fact, the policy we have passed says you just have to have the 1 month reserve by the end of the year. But there's a technical problem in all these discussions, which is, and Casey alluded to it and I emailed about it, which is there's nowhere in a budget, in the budget format, for you to register even what your 1 month reserve are. In other words, what document? The income statement? The balance sheet? Where do you show your 1 month reserve? Where do you show, for example, if at the end of the year you're 200K short of your 1 month reserve, and over the course of that year, your 1 month is going to go up by $10,000, so you need to make $210,000 worth of payments to that 1 month reserve. Where is that in our budget? There is no budget line. Secondly, the budget line that says prior year surplus appears to have no relation to what the prior year surplus actually is. It's your fudge factor line on the last call to make your budget balance. So on the last call, for example, Lonnie said, if I recall the number correctly, that Houston's budget would include $60,000 in that surplus prior year line to make things balance. But we, last year, KPFK, showed zero in surplus prior year, as did other stations, despite the fact that some had had surpluses. So I think what we need to work on is, to even be able to talk intelligibly about this, is having line items that reflect your various reserves, a capital reserve, a one-month reserve. There is one reserve line in there, and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't remember it. But you also need to have, so payments into those reserves, but you also need to have the full amount of your surplus reflected so you can see that you're allocating some to reserves, and you can see that you're out.
This is Jane. Can I get on the stack?
Yes. Did someone fall off?
Dave, are you there?
I think we lost him.
Yeah. Dave's not here, man.
All right. So let's go to Mark and then Jane.
Okay. I think one thing, and what Dave was saying, I don't think that's germane to the issue that we're talking about. There are clearly some accounting discussions that we need to have to make sure that everyone is clear about line items and clear about treatment of prior year surplus and its relationship to cash in bank that shows up on the balance sheet. We have to talk about those kinds of things. And actually, it would be kind of nice to talk about that instead of some of this. But I think that there is a danger that I see emerging in the network, where it's a sort of go-it-alone thing, where each station is sort of stands or rises or falls on its own. And instead of recognizing that Pacifica owns the license to all of our stations, it's KPFK doesn't own their station, BAI doesn't own their station. We are part of a national network and a Pacifica Foundation, and that's the name that appears on the line, on the bottom line. And so we have to be careful that we don't adopt policies with respect to reserves or surpluses or deficits, etc., that allow any single station to decide that it can create for itself a national policy. It can't, that you can't have that. We have to have adjudication at the national level to decide what is best for the network. For example, the PMB, which again, I don't think should be the last person that we talk to with all these multiple documents, because the PMB has a hard time with it. We're the ones who talk about it every other week. But the PMB adopted last year a mandate that by January 6th, we would have a national Spanish language program throughout the entire network. No mention of who was going to pay for it or where the money was going to come from, just that we were going to have one. We've also said we're going to have race and nationality trainers. We don't have the money for that. We have to be careful here that somebody, and I think this committee needs to do that, is looking over to make sure that these motions are in keeping with our dollars and that individual station initiatives are in keeping with our national motions.
Madam Chair, this is Dave. I dropped off. When that's time for me, I'd like to finish my statement, if Mark's done.
If there's no objection, I'll let Dave go and then after finish, and then we'll put Jane
point
next.
Of information? Point of information?
Yes.
Isn't it true, Mark, that we did not decide to have trainers? We decided that that would be done locally.
Well, yeah. Well, there's some, as you know, there's some debate about what that decision, you know, entailed one way or another. The point is the dollars for it were not fully thought out because it came before the PNB at the meeting in L.A., and all of a sudden here it was, and we voted on it and left it to the National Finance Committee to figure out how to pay for it.
All right, thank you.
And we haven't done that yet because we've been talking about all these other things, and I think we have to be careful.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, back to Dave to finish, and then we
can... What was the last thing you heard me say? I don't know when I popped off.
You were almost done.
Was I? Okay. Well, all I'm saying is, okay, so did you hear the point about the fact that there's no way of tracking prior year surplus as a specific amount? And
yeah. Yes, we heard that.
Okay, so basically all I'm saying, I do have some opinions about who owns surplus and all the rest, but, you know, they're not etched in stone. We can talk about what makes the most sense, but we can't have that discussion until we work out how we account what really is the one-month reserve at the beginning. And as it is right now, when I'm hearing things like the budget has to balance, what I'm hearing that is intended to mean is you have to generate a one-month reserve every year out of current year operating, and then it somehow disappears. It's there in the bank. You see it in the balance sheet as some amount of money, but there's no line item anywhere that describes it. So I think we need to deal with that. I'm done.
I'm hoping that we can move our agenda, and especially in light of the last thing that Dave said, would it be possible for us to send this item for discussion in the working group on the, I think there, we have a working group to look at revising the format for the budget, the financial statements?
Well, I think that it's going to come up 2 or 3 weeks when we present the budget.
The way that Dave just summarized is that it is, first of all, an accounting question because it's so unclear exactly what's there. So that part of it, I think, might be appropriate to go to the working group on revising the statements. But the more fundamental question of who owns the surpluses, it seems like it's too big for this meeting. So since Dave said that the first question was an accounting question, maybe we could send that to the committee. And then as far as the question of who owns the surpluses, I mean, I have opinions on it, but I don't think it's appropriate to get into it because it's such a big topic, and we do have some other pressing items for this evening. So is there any way that we can move the agenda?
I think that we ought to have a working committee that looks at the budget items. I don't think it's an accounting problem. That's just, hey, but it's an accounting problem. It's not a format problem. It's a huge policy issue way and above those two criteria. I think that we should have a working committee, and we should come up with a draft policy on the heart of the matter, which isn't an accounting issue. It's an ownership issue, or what I call an ownership issue. And it's one of the ones that we really face with this network. It's answering all kinds of questions. Are we a network? Are we five stations who own everything they have? And the national office and the board have nothing to say about that. And I think we ought to just tackle the problem and have one or two meetings come up with a draft policy on the reserve and the surplus issue. Other organizations do this all the time. What we need is a procedure on how those funds can be accessed. Now, Dave's point was that, well, you just put it in the budget, and then the PNB can approve it as a part of the budget. Fine. That's okay, but let's make that a policy so that the PNB will understand what they're approving and where they can go track it. I think a working group can do that. I'll be happy to do that. And it's something we have been doing. Not invisible. We can talk about how that's shown in the budget and how it can be tracked. It's not a new issue. The reason we have a cash and capital budget is because previous boards have wanted to track prior year and cash that was going out the door that a normal accounting system maybe would not show. So the proposal is a working group. We take some volunteers. We go off to see what we can come up with, time frame that we have to work with, which is a short time frame. So I'm volunteering. I would certainly hope other people would join me in looking at this very serious issue.
This is Dave, Marnie.
Yes.
Yeah, I sort of agree with both Lonnie and Jane. I think that being able to deal with the question of, like, what is the policy on surplus is made infinitely easier if you can say, we're talking about this line item, or we're talking about this line in the following document. To say surpluses or reserves, if you're not referring to a specific quantity somewhere, makes it very hard to grapple with. I like the idea of the 1 month reserve, of the working group to deal with questions of surplus authority over surpluses and reserves, but I do think that its first work really needs to be how do we track these things so that any statement they come up with refers to specific numbers that anybody can understand.
Well, I think that could be worked on in a group. I'm happy to see you agree. We can do both tasks in that group, and I think in relatively short order. Big issue, but I think we have been using some of them. So I would say in the interest of moving this agenda, let's agree to a working group, get our volunteers, the folks that want to work on it together, arrange a time right now, and go to it.
All right. Who do we have that would like to volunteer with Lonnie?
Dave, because I know how much he likes working with me.
I nominate Marnie.
I'm really swamped, and I really have a problem. To me, there's something here that's got to do with a balance sheet, and I understand the ownership part, but the balance sheet part, to me, seems really forward. And I'm swamped.
I think it's crucial that Marnie, Jane, and Baruti, and Mark, all of whom have accounting experience, be part of this, because I don't think we can get, and Casey, and LaVarne. I'm happy to be there and pop off, but everybody on this committee, actually, Sandy too, everybody has more experience with this than I, and so some of y'all need to do this.
Why don't we schedule it for a regular NFC meeting, after we deal with the preliminary reviewing? How about if next week we do the 06 preliminary expenses for the national office and reviewing the June statement? And then the following week we all come back and look at this stuff.
Well, can I ask a question?
Someone's doing dishes.
Lonnie?
Yeah.
I have a question for you, which can determine, help me decide whether I have the time for this committee. When you give out the balance statement and you show cash in hand for an individual station, does that cash in hand include all surpluses and reserves, all the cash, or is there some cash somewhere else?
It includes all the cash.
Right, so when you show all the cash, like $1.whatever million for a station, that includes its current cash in hand, which the reflected in what it has, plus any prior, right?
That's right. It shows savings, investment, and cash in the bank, and they're separated out clearly on that balance sheet. And anybody can see what the prior year surpluses have been in terms of the overall cash available at the beginning of a year or end of a year. So the balance sheet does serve that purpose.
Can I say one thing, Mr. Baruti? Cash is not necessarily your reserve, because you could have commitments against that cash. You could have unpaid bills.
Yeah, true. That's true.
So you got cash and you got your receivables. So it's not, cash and reserves aren't interchangeable.
Yeah, that's concept. True. Thank you for volunteering for the committee.
Well, and as we've discussed, you know, Lonnie has pointed out that sometimes, yeah, you have money coming in, you still have receivables. You have,
that's right.
As well as payables.
That's right. Thank you all, volunteers, all. Let's take the names right now. Wow, the spirit is
Can I ask a question about Jane's proposal? So it seems to me that this question of what budget lines include what numbers that deal with this question of reserve, whether it's booking the fact that it's going toward a one-month reserve or it's coming out of a surplus and what those policies are, the meeting that Jane is saying we would have this discussion after, would we actually need to have decided that before, or do we just need... I mean, in other words, if we're talking about the national office budget, this question of how such things are booked seems germane. Does it need to happen before that, or can we have a productive discussion before we make that final decision?
I think that how it's booked, how it's shown, and who owns it can be tackled by a single group, especially one that's knowledgeable. And we have the people on this committee here because of their knowledge. Let's do it. You know, let's tackle it.
The best thing would be to have a specific proposal going into the working group, so it's not just a discussion. But I think, you know, Baruti, you were going to be on that thing, or if anybody on this call has a specific suggestion of the right way that they feel it should be tracked, shouldn't we have all those proposals in writing before a working group meets?
No, I just send them along to the working group as input. And we're not going to do that on this call. We're running late as it is. So why don't we have a situation where we get a convener, and people that want to provide input or join can do so just in writing, and we can have that group I have before them, you know, a list of what the committee wants the products to be, whether it be an accounting change or a format change or whatever it is. Let's have the people who have the knowledge on this committee, and the finance committee exists to do this sort of thing. Let's go and do it, especially since we have, you know, crushing time period. I think it could be done in one or two sessions. And one's a policy and one's a procedure. So we have a couple of procedures and a policy. I don't think... it's not going to be everything that we need. It will not clarify every ambiguity, but it gets us moving in the context of a budget process that sorely needs some sort of guidelines and procedures for FY06.
This is LaVarne. May I speak?
LaVarne, yes, please.
Okay. I think Jane's proposal in terms of meeting, like, either next week or the following week, I think it's a better idea. And I think in terms of, like, the proposal is to... each person or a person with the expertise to submit for the group, you know, how do we think this should be treated? Because, you know, and I think, like, for example, with KPFA, you know, we're saying we're drawing down some of our reserves this year to maintain the 1 month. So, you know, we need to see exactly, you know, what we're actually doing this year. We can use KPFA as an example, and then we can determine what is the correct procedure and correct policy. Because, I mean, we've kind of, like, talked around about this a number of times in the past, but, you know, we really need to, this whole treatment of your operating reserves and, you know, making sure you have this 1 month and how you actually take that from the income statement to the balance sheet and you know, and by showing, like, at the end of the year, like, you know, we're usually showing about $1.5 million in surplus, you know, is that really surplus, or is that the reserve for the 1 month of operating reserve? So, you know, we need to be consistent with how we treat each line item, both on the income statement and on the balance sheet. So I think that all of us probably have something to contribute to this, and I think Jane's idea in terms of maybe 2 weeks from today to go really use this as a working meeting for the whole finance committee, I think would probably work best.
This is Dave.
This is Marty and Mark. I'd like to.
Dave, Mark.
I'll yield to Mark because I spoke more recently than he did.
Hey, Mark.
I think a working group meeting quickly could resolve this, because the problem I'm having here is we only have a month before, you know, the board has to sit down and consider the FY06 budget that is mandated to approve at that meeting. And they meet in September 24th to vote on this budget. So any discussions about changes, we need to do that right away. And I think a working group can move faster than our whole committee. We've already got, 18 other items left on this agenda?
Yeah.
We have a lot. We haven't talked about June. We haven't talked about July. I mean, I just don't think we should put any more on our plate.
Can I speak, Marnie?
Let the working group do it, you know?
Okay, well, fine. It's easy to say.
This is Dave.
All right. So I think Lonnie was next, right? And then Dave.
Yeah, I know. I yielded to Mark because he hadn't spoken. But
I move that we form a working group and we take names now of those interested in volunteering and get a convening date.
I'll second that.
Okay, so who's going to convene? Who's interested?
What are we calling the working group?
I don't know. Let's worry about it later.
Well, I got to put it in.
It's about surpluses and reserves, isn't that?
Yeah, that's called the surplus reserve working group.
Okay.
Yeah, may I speak, Lonnie?
Yes.
Yeah, so it seems to me that as much as I would like to wait, some of this impacts even the LSB-approved budgets, because I think the way this is probably going to get resolved is we may identify, like Mark has talked about, a solidarity fund. You might put a line in your budget that says you're going to make that some of your monies are going to go, or if some of your surplus would go into a solidarity fund that would be administered by the following body, and others of it are going to go into some line that might be called station reserves. So it resolves once you define your different categories. You can talk about it. I think it does need, as much as I'd like to wait, it needs to happen quicker. And one question I have is, if we did this fast enough, can it get into these budgets if we figure out how to make that change?
Yeah, let's have a go at it, Dave. We must, because you're right. It does affect the budgets that we're looking at now. So let's do it. Can I just ask for those that are interested so we can take some names now and get a date? Can we do a roll, Madam Chair? Go around?
Absolutely. And don't everybody speak at once.
Can we nominate other people?
Oh, dear.
Let's deal with us first if we can.
Okay, so, Casey, would you care to call who might, I've got the names alphabetically here. Teresa?
I'm working on the PNB meeting in September. I just
okay.
can't handle
Patty? Patty? Okay, we'll come back to her.
Hello? Yes.
Oh, hi, Patty. Would you be willing to volunteer for this working group?
No, I would not.
Okay, Baruti. Would you?
I think, well...
You got to be there.
Yeah, I was kind of sensing that. Yes, I'll be there.
Oh, thank you. All right. Then I have Mark.
I'll pass.
All right, Jane.
Got to be there.
I have doubts. I don't think so. Sorry. I don't think I can do it.
Damn.
Right, so that means we have no one from D.C. Okay, LaVarne or Marnie from, I mean, maybe if we could at least get one person from each signal. I'm just feeling personally, I know I'm jabbed with preparing this 06 budget for the LSB and then trying to take a few days of vacation with my husband.
Okay, I will serve.
Yay!
Okay.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you, Jane. Between you and me, LaVarne, could I pretty please ask you?
After doing the working group on our, and we're still trying to gather information on that for our working group on
transfers
and stuff. And again, we're still gathering information I would like to, but I'm sitting here with a headache today, so that's why I haven't talked.
All right, okay, Marnie will. Okay, so then we're into LA, which is Adelson or McFall.
I'd like Adelson and McFall.
Oh, well, that's great.
But it can't be in the middle of the work day again.
Okay, all right. That will be noted. So we've got Adelson and McFall. And then Sandy, because Teresa said she couldn't, do you think you could?
As long as it's not in the middle of the work day. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so I've got Lonnie, Baruti, Jane, Marnie, Dave, Casey,
this is Teresa. May I ask a question?
Yes.
I'm all for democracy and everything, but I mean, is there a reason why there has to be someone from each area? I mean, unless you feel that one area is going to try to manipulate or take control.
No, I was just trying to spread the workload in my humble way. So at the moment we've.
But I mean, rather three really dedicated people than a couple people on there that really are not interested. I just thought I'd add that thought. If there's some people that.
I think it's not that we're not interested. We're just a lot of us feeling overwhelmed with our workloads, our volunteer workloads.
Okay.
Question, Mark, any way you could join us?
Yeah, I'll join you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. So who are we going to have convene this then? Is it too much to ask you, Lonnie?
Yes, I will do it.
All right. Okay. So we've got that little group. And the big request is not during the daytime, even on the West Coast, I guess. So sometime after 4 p.m. on the West Coast?
Let's choose a time now. I Wednesday the 24th, Thursday the 25th, choose a time.
I think we should do it before then. I think we should do it Friday.
Friday the 19th, I will be on a plane.
I'm not available until next week.
Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of next week
is the soonest for me.
Tuesday I have a finance committee meeting in Houston, and Wednesday we have our LFB meeting.
We're
going to pass
Monday?
The budget at that meeting.
Thursday the 25th.
Monday evening during, I mean, it's preseason, so what the hell, Monday evenings are free.
I have something Monday.
How about Thursday the 25th? How about Thursday the 25th after work? It'll be 5 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Pacific, choose a time.
4 p.m. Pacific.
5 p.m. Pacific.
5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday the 25th.
Yeah.
All right, Thursday the 25th is Governance Committee.
So then whoever's on Governance won't be on, and that would be no Jane and no Dave, is that right?
That's right.
Well,
can we do it Friday the
26th? Say 4 o'clock then, so we can have a summer Friday evening left.
Okay.
Aw, you could do without me.
And I hate to take up the entire committee time of the NFC to talk about this.
How about 4 p.m. Friday?
Sounds good.
Let's just do it, the 26th Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay. All right. And whoever can join is going to join. All right. So where do we go now, then? Now could we please review the 06 budget schedule and deadlines? I know I need to know them. I feel like I'm up against a terrific, if I can use my pro tem chair's privilege here. We have an LSB meeting on the 20th. I don't even know if I can get to the budget. But I'm hell-bent that I've got to prepare something for presentation, and I have to have it there a couple of days ahead of time. What is the deadline if we don't get to it at the LSB on the 20th of August, if I'm not being too pushy here?
Well, that's a deal. Several stations are having trouble meeting some of the tentative deadlines we set for ourselves. We have once said that we wanted the budgets by the 19th of August. It looks like the 26th is the date that perhaps most stations will have at least a draft budget. So I would suggest that we take the 26th as a deadline. I understand that many LSBs are meeting before then, so perhaps it is feasible to take the 26th as a deadline. That would then give this finance committee time to review it the following week, which would be, say, by Friday, September 2nd. And then it would be mailed out to the board by the Finance Committee would review on the 2nd. It would take a week to compile these budgets by the 9th, and they would go out to the board by the 12th, getting there. So they would have it at least a week or two in advance. And then there's a week of play in there in case some station is not able to come up with a budget. Remember, if one station is not able to do that, the whole budget gets held up. So everybody must come up with that product in order for the whole to be complete. So, to summarize, that the budget deadline would be the 26th, a Friday. All of the LSBs will have presumably met, reviewed the budgets, and or approved. The Finance Committee would meet a week later to review those approved budgets September 2nd, and then it would take a week to compile the budgets, check last minute this, last minute that, and the plan would be to mail them out somewhere between the 8th or 9th to the LSB, and the very latest, the 12th of September, for a meeting following 22nd. So that would be the timeline.
Okay. May I ask another question if I'm not being too pushy here? May we assume that all of this, that first stage collaboration between the CFO, the GM, and the ED, and the business managers, that those are now gelled so that what the treasurers have is basically the general manager's budget at this point in time?
Well, each session is different. I'll just do a quick run through if you like. For KPFA, as you know, met with the staff at KPFA in two meetings yesterday to go over the budget. So the staff would have their input, have an understanding of what the financial dynamics were. That budget, they tell me, will be ready by the LFB meeting that you're scheduling for the 20th. So they're working furiously to get that done.
I'm so sorry, but Lois is on vacation all week.
She did the pre-work before she left.
All right, so then I have that. So can I assume that what I have is in conjunction with the CFO and the ED? And
yes.
Okay.
Yes, so we did that work. We just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
In collaboration.
Okay. I am selfishly taking care of myself. I'm sorry. Now go ahead and tell us about the others, please.
W's budget is pretty much ready. I've had a look. The business manager, the GM's had a look. There may be some tweaks, but largely it's ready. Of course, I make the proviso, as I did last year, that if that budget goes to the LSB and it's substantially changed, then we may all be back here looking at the implications of those changes. So that's why I wanted to make some time to look at that.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I hate to interrupt, Lonnie, but I know you're going around telling where the stations are, but it'd be more interesting to me to hear where the treasurers think they are.
Oh, yeah, fine. Be happy to do that.
Okay. Well, I agree that I believe that I have in my possession a budget that has been collaborated on and is the work product of the general manager, the CFO, the ED, and the business manager, and that I just need to now get it into as streamlined a format as I can in time for the 20th. That takes care of me. Can we go around now?
WPFW, just to follow up on Lonnie's introduction, pretty much what he says, we attempted to discuss this at our regular LSB meeting last week, but we got sidetracked. We've scheduled a special meeting for this week just to discuss it, and there are some different ideas that are coming up, mostly healthy discussions that are directed towards policies that will benefit the station. We're all pretty new at this, and it's a new process, so I think we're in a pretty good position, really. We're having what's mostly a healthy dialogue between LSB members and the GM. You know, we'll see what happens.
Baruti, would you care to speak next?
Sure. We have a draft of the budget that's been submitted to the committee. Our local finance committee is meeting tomorrow. I assume that if everything goes well, we're going to prove out Indra's budget and then submit it to the our LSB is meeting on, let's see, 24th. LSB is meeting on the 24th, so hopefully we'll be getting approval for submission to the National Finance Committee / National Office at that point in time.
Great. Casey, could you go next, please?
Sure. We have a draft budget that was worked on by our committee, our GM, and our business manager together over several meetings. That draft has been submitted to the LSB. We had a special meeting with the LSB to go over some of it, and we anticipate going over it again finally and possibly having a vote to approve this at our LSB meeting this Saturday.
May I extend that comment a bit?
Please.
So what we understand is that Lonnie, who apparently either saw or was apprised of it, felt that it did not represent a balanced budget and asked that the manager submit a balanced budget. And my understanding is that what that balanced term means is show in the budget the generation of a one-month reserve through 06 operating, and don't include anything in prior year surplus. So Lonnie, my understanding is Lonnie and Ambrose will be coming down and discussing that with our LSB, and we'll be working through some of those issues. And we've talked about the LSB possibly needing to take a little extra time, because depending on which definition is accepted, you get a different budget outcome. And so if we come to consensus at that meeting, it may take us a few days, have an adjourned meeting, to finally settle upon what ultimately will be the budget. Is that
right?
What you understand, Casey?
It is what I understand, because our budget format doesn't show our reserves or our surpluses. It only shows listener income for the year.
And can I say one more thing about BAI? One of the things that's up in the air is how much we may have to borrow to finish out this year. I don't know if Lonnie has any kind of updated estimate on that, but that's going to impact the budget in terms of repayment. Slash, one of the things, and I guess we're going to get to that, is in, one of the things that came out of the working group was that there's a possibility that BAI could get a waiver on the 1 month to allow us to pay back any monies we may need to borrow to get us out of this fiscal year. So how that whole calculation kind of plays out has not really been worked out, because we don't know what the final number is yet. So that's kind of a question mark, I would say, at this point.
And just to, if I could, I'm sorry, just to follow up on Baruti's, is that because we don't have our budget that shows a surplus or a reserve in there, but we do know what we believe it is, our budget is not only balanced, but we haven't spent everything we have, because we realize there are issues in the network. So there should be excess there, as far as we understand.
Sandy.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I never know if the mute is on or off, sorry. Dwayne Bradley and the Finance Committee have met several times. We're scheduled to meet again on the 23rd, which is next Tuesday, to take one more look at the budget, and then on the 24th present that to the LSB from our Finance Committee with a recommendation at that point to go ahead and approve, and hopefully that's what will happen. The budget's balanced. It shows increase on both the contribution side and on the expense side, and I'm looking at this as something very positive. The only question that I would have is that can we hit our revenue numbers as projected? I think they're a little stout, and part of that, the increase from previous versions, came from corrected formulas in our spreadsheet. Apparently there were some links broken, and they were broken for a while. I guess, Lonnie, if you want to comment further on that, I'll be happy to listen.
Yeah, they had over budgeted, and in the amount of money coming from CPB, and so that once that was identified, then the correction was made. There's good news from in terms of possible revenue for next year, Sandy. I was talking with Dwayne.
Right, I heard the story about CPB, but go ahead for the benefit.
Oh, that's very good news.
Mm-hmm.
Because KPFT has a possibility of becoming a minority station, as four of our stations are currently. And if they join and that's approved, it would definitely impact the revenue for them next year.
Right. That's really the, if you're talking about from CPB, and in my mind, that's the great equalizer here in the budget as presented. If that comes to pass, then I have absolutely no problem with it.
Yeah, the budget looks very good from that point. And, you know, they will know. They will get worried and won't have to wait. So we've been talking to the CPB people, Dwayne and I, with this guy, Sean. So anyway, KPFT's budgetary outlook, if the CPB money does come through, that's very good.
Madam Chair, this is Mark. Can you hear, I hope?
Yes.
May I ask Baruti a question?
Yes.
Baruti, there in New York, when you were working on the budget for next year, I know you already talked about the possibility of some reductions in salary, but what are you guys doing with the listener support assumptions? Are you aligning them to what has occurred, or are you aligning them to what you hope will occur?
I don't have the final totals for this year, but I know Indra's budget has a 10% reduction in listener support. She reduced it down to $2.5 million. which last year was about $2,765. So it's almost a 10% reduction in listener support. I don't have the final numbers, so I'm sure.
But I mean, one of the things that you and the local finance committee there will be looking at is to, you know, sort of avoid the difficulty that you had this year, correct?
Yeah, right. Exactly right.
Okay.
I mean, we're definitely moving in that direction.
All right.
Jane,
thank you.
I want to add something.
Go ahead, Jane.
No, just hearing the other comments reminds me that I am a little bit concerned because our station management has proposed a 15% increase in listener support, which we're going to plan to have a summer 2006 fund drive, which we haven't had to do a summer fund drive for a number of years. But I'm just a little bit concerned about that. The reason why that's being proposed is because we do have increasing costs, and we still have not accounted for any moving expenses. At this point, we're budgeting for what is kind of a worst-case scenario, which is just to extend our lease at our current setting for 2 years, which will mean approximately, I think, 20% increase in our rent if we go with that option. I'm a little bit concerned with the real numbers, but the process is going all right. So,
if I could just weigh in, then I think that some of us have shared through LaVarne's working group some ideas for budget templates, and I think some of us bean counters, like Jane and I, are. And Baruti probably would like to see some uniformity in some basics on the budget template, and maybe we can't get there, but and I have alluded to it last time on a call, but there is, you know, you've got to kind of be able to compare apples to apples, and there is no doubt there seems to be a desire among the NFC and larger than that there be some sort of a headcount report and that there be comparative headcount with prior periods, and I fully support that. Same with budget. I know that for myself and I think for Jane, I can say that we both intend to and may already be doing comparing the 06 budget proposal with the June 06 actuals and forecasts and the 05 budget and the 04 actuals. I think that's very wise. And there are some things like that. I guess we don't have time to talk more, but to the extent that we can work to get to a template that works as a budget workbook, including an organization chart. I mean, these are things that people want, and I think it helps make the whole process go better, if anyone wants to speak to that.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the agenda.
Okay, let's do that. So the next item then is, director's inspection update, or that gets passed over for something. Would someone care to tell me what they think the most important thing is, given that it is 10 minutes to 7 in the West Coast?
I'd like working group updates.
Okay. Any objection to switching?
I object just because this has been on the agenda for several meetings and we haven't gotten to it, and I don't think it's going to be long.
It should be short.
Can we just get just an update?
Okay.
Maybe reduce it to 5 minutes? Does anybody have an update for us just to let us know what's going on?
I think it would be Patty and or LaVarne, please.
Yeah, I believe Patty has an update.
Okay. You have the floor, Patty.
Patty?
There's always a lag. Come on. Got to give her a second.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you can hear me. Sorry. You can never tell when it's muted. Did go to WBAI in May for a day or so. We went a couple of times. We were sent away by order of the executive director, then executive director, and we had to return. But we did. Were able to do like a kind of a real inspection there, actually going into the files and pulling some documents and examining some bank statements and things like that. We then went to the national office one time. LaVarne Williams did, along with designated agent for myself and Wendy Schrell, and were, they went before, not for Wendy, but the two of them, and were rejected. That was like June 9th. But then we went back right after the national board meeting in June, and were given large stacks of papers that we had not asked for, tons and tons of statements and documents that we had asked for the location of to inspect, but were instead given piles of papers, and I must say in pretty poor order, some of them bank statements and things that were not in numbered order, not stapled together. I had to go through myself and try to figure them out, but we did not ask for them, and we were unable to see that day not one manila folder of any items. We returned the next day to be able to look in the accounts payable folder and the legal folders, but the files had been cleaned. The CFO had gone through and taken out anything that he deemed inappropriate for the national board members to see, which were some legal files and then accounts payable files, including one that was a consulting fee for HR consulting. And although a quick review before it was taken out of my hands, there was no name of who it was about, but I added that up before it was taken away. It was $13,000, but we can't afford an HR consultant, but an HR director, but that was for one issue, $13,000. That was just one item. There were many things in the national office. Maybe LaVarne can buzz through those. In the local, I suppose some of these things are, problematic. We had some issues with bank statements, and we don't really know where some of these questionable charges went to and who they were authorized by. And I want to go back in and we'll be trying to have an inspection in the next two or three weeks at WBAI to clarify some of these questions I have from the past. There were issues of in the bank reconciliations of different things that need clarification of who authorized certain things. There was a person that was absent like 50 days from work. Other people had to pay. We don't know what happens, how people get paid, who's in his place. You know, there were lots of issues. There was some other funds that were, extra money came in that was just spent, like in a way that was, I don't know where authorized or if it did go through the budget or whatever. We had an issue of some bills where it said Pacifica Foundation Engineering Department, Teaneck, New Jersey. Now, I don't know that we have an office in Teaneck, New Jersey, but equipment was sent there, and I'm not really sure it was authorized. I know who it was authorized by, and so we don't really know what that is because, this is a questionable Teaneck, New Jersey. There was an issue, this is all BAI now, there's an internet radio tuner that was definitely at least $30,000 and it's not operational. The national office is paying for it now because it wasn't in the budget and so the business manager refused to pay it. So that means that the national office is paying. That means that.
Is he dropping off or is it Patty dropping off?
I'm not dropping off, am I?
I can hear you fine.
Okay.
Okay, so it must be me. Pardon me.
Yeah, it's you. It's you. I hear you warbling.
I hear you.
Okay, so there was, we don't know about this project. Actually, the actuals here for this internet radio that does not work, but that means that the rest of the network is paying for this station problem. There's, we lost Dave. There's computer purchases versus the inventory, and the first look at the records shows a lot of desktops and servers and no laptops, but there were 2 to 4 laptops purchased, and they were stolen or lost immediately as they came in. A lot of these things were not gone through the budget. Perhaps are going through the assets and things like that. So there seems to be a question of when things are purchased, They don't go through the budget line. They go through an asset thing. So, you know, where's that money coming from? This needs, like, a real clarification about where that money comes from, where it gets noted, what's the inventory, and when things are lost, what happens to it. There was an issue of premiums that we've one bill was found for a program that was a 6 CD set for the notice for the program said that this 6 CD set would be a premium for $150 and that the wholesale price was $15 and it was the retail price was $36 and we paid $37.50 for 400 of them, totaling about $20,000 for premiums that were supposed to be $15 a piece. We paid $37.50. And who authorizes those kind of things? And what, you know, were they all sold? And so this deems another kind of investigation into how premiums get chosen, how someone sets a price for them. Also, the person that seemed to be paid was somebody that works freelance there. You know, there's a lot of questions about how the money gets spent. And, you know, just in this 1 or 2 days of inspection, we found to be, you know, easily $100,000 worth of questions, if not more. I mean, it's hard to even say because I must go back in and get resolved some of these questions as to, how these things happen. But it seemed that there was tons of unbudgeted things purchased and bought and sent to the national office and, not paid. I mean, it's inventory looks smaller than the purchases. And so, where is the loss here and things like that. So that's a little update as far as WBI and a quicker, broader thing of the national. And maybe LaVarne has a couple of things to say about those other expenses at the national or the one signature checks and stuff like that.
Okay. I have a report that I've been working on for a while. But at this time, except for the issue I think we've raised before in the National Finance Committee meeting where we talked some about how the endowment account was used and there being, like Patty said, one signature on a check. I believe it was $50,000, but it was in terms of how the endowment was used for, and I believe Lonnie had made a statement about how it was used for programming and then it was paid back in. But the other part of the whole inspection, I think, like I said, I have a memo going out on that, so I really don't want to discuss that except in an executive session because it concerns more than just what we discovered, but how the director's inspection was actually conducted there at the national office. So there's certainly some concerns about that I really cannot discuss except in executive session about, again, exactly how it was conducted. But I certainly appreciate you guys giving us time to at least update you some, and then we will definitely have the other available, which I'll send to the PNB, as a private and confidential memo. But thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, and please, when you do send to the PNB, you don't have a problem with sending to the treasurers as well?
At this time, I haven't had permission, I guess, from the PNB to do that, because, again, it concerns not the part of it that concerns in terms of discovery. We can share that with the treasurer, but the part concerning how it was actually conducted, at this point, I know I couldn't share that with the treasurers. I can only share that with the PNB.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
This is Mark. I just wanted to say, because this meeting is being streamed and Patty had a lot of things to say, we don't have any other, the PNB has yet to receive a report from the directors about what they found, but I do think that we need to caution everybody that this is something that is still being discussed, and, we can't just decide to take one person's perspective and make that the rule,
What is the will of the body on what we do about this?
I think we should just say that we heard a report, but no conclusions are drawn as a result of that.
Yeah, I just think we have to be careful to,
And I would have to say that anything if there's any implication in that report that it claims criminal activity, I think that as a director of this network, I would have to be clear and go on the record that I do not support or assume that those statements are true or represent the views of this network or the conclusions of the board. I think it's very important to do that and not have people think that some sort of conclusion has been reached by this body or the board. And it's certainly, I for one want to go on the record as not drawing any conclusions whatsoever of as to the truth of the statement.
Okay, I think that's points well taken. So shall we move on from this subject at the moment then? Is anybody here?
I'm here. Let's move.
Jane, does that meet our needs for the moment? Thank you very much, and the caveats are well taken. Jane?
I don't have anything. I really didn't know. I just knew that we had it on the agenda for several meetings, and I thought that since we had it on the agenda, we shouldn't delay it any longer.
Right.
I appreciate the additional input.
Right. All right. So back to the agenda. Now we should deal with the status and update of working groups and schedule. Levarne, do you mind talking about the intercompany transfer and related work group and give us a status update, please?
No, I don't. I sent out a package to each one after our meeting.
Yes.
Basically gives you an update. So mine is like very, it's just straight from the package. Did everyone receive it? I believe I sent it out on the 11th. Did everyone receive a copy of NFC Working Group Transfers update? And basically what we've done is I think we've had some very productive meetings, like Marnie had spoke about, in terms of a format, a planning format for the future, and hopefully that some people would, and working with Lonnie, that as a person could do it, or as the treasurer or the business manager could incorporate that, that would be, we could look at doing that, and also basically looking at it for the future, and that we've asked for certain things, and I think this has really given us a heads up in terms of being able to make informed decisions on finance. And as we've all said today, that we are part of a network, so we need to understand each one of the stations. And so some of the information that we have asked for included the chart of accounts, staff listing, Well, again, I really don't want to read through all of it because I sent it to you. And
this is Jane, I didn't get it.
But the other thing is that basically what we're trying to do is to plan to bridge unit shortages, and we're really trying to, like, define what is the transaction that we want to use to do that. You know, will it be the loan like Baruti has talked about, or a transfer? We just want to make sure that we would have the use the correct accounting to do that. And the very most important thing that we need to agree on is what is our position, our cash position when we start this. And Liney had, we had a couple of action items that each one of us were working on, and Liney was to give us due to your computer problems, but we really need to understand what is the cash position, what is the balance sheet, so that we can know how to move forward. And I think this is all related to some of the other actions we're talking about in terms of like David said, where are you really in terms of your balance sheet and your cash position as far as your reserves and your 1 month reserve that you're holding, also where is that? So again, I think it's been very productive. We're still waiting to get information. We're still packaging the information so we can send it out. So again, so each one of the the treasurers, you share it with your business managers so we can really make the informed decisions about finance, and that the stations that may have issues in terms of the AI, that we can understand exactly where what your financial position is compared to some of the other stations, and that really will help you to move toward a position where you can make better financial decisions, and also where you know where there are issues within the management structure so that your GMs and your treasurers can work on these issues together. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, LaVarne. Jane, I heard you say you didn't get the LaVarne's great package, so I just sent it. I forwarded it to you. There are 5 files attached. I think everybody else, as I'm checking, everyone else got her LaVarne's package. She sent it on Thursday, August 11th. I'd just love to say that I really appreciated the WBAI Fund Drive summaries, Baruti and Patty. The format was really helpful. I think, LaVarne, that you said you've asked our development director for a similar format and information?
Right. Well, we've been working with, and I did touch base with Roy on this. I think you had a concern about the jam.
Understood.
They're working on a package, and they'll get it to us sometime next week. But also what I did, Baruti, was I took out your numbers,
mm-hmm.
and I have it here to send to our your format that you have there for your drive.
Oh, okay.
So I have it to send to our our development director and the GM to show that, you know, this is like a very good format in terms of looking at your drives and to see where you are. So this is what's really, really is encouraging, is that we can share that information and share formats so that, you know, we can all understand where we are and we can compare the stations.